This is GQDN for Friday, January 5th, 2024. Brought to you by Audible. Go get your free credit. audibletrial.com/scriptquest. By swiftenergy.gg. Go get your drink mixes. Get your stuff. Go to the checkout line and put in the word quest to get 25% off of your purchase. By all of you, patreon.com/thegroupquest, and by stackup.org. In today's news, we got some esports, including Riot. How about some Portal 2? Oh, and some Baldur's Gate news as well. But we begin today with PlayStation and WCCF Tech that say that while PlayStation 5 Slim is doing some pretty good sales, well, Sony isn't really happy enough about it. So, what is reported by the Game Industry Japan, the securities firm called Toyo Securities, they had a seminar on December 27th just to talk about the PlayStation 5 sales. So according to the firm itself, they said that Sony will sell 18.5 million units, but it'll miss the target of 25 million units. And that was assumed that the console was not selling enough due to the manufacturing issues that they had. But the PlayStation 5 Slim, according to WCCF Tech, is indeed selling well. But the sales are not outperforming the PlayStation 4 sales. And what they are thinking is that Hiroki Totoki, sorry if I butchered the name, and I probably did, will highlight that in the next company financial results. So while PlayStation 5 Slim did not hit its target, will it be still a good idea to put it in the quarterly report? We'll see if they do. Now, according to BG247.com, if you remember, PlayStation made a promise that they would have its live service, but they asked a question, do people care? Well, last year, Sony did say that with their acquisition of Firewalk Studios, they would be working on a multiplayer first-person project. And when it was revealed that was Concord that was unveiled, they said that it would show up with a 2024 release target. Now, Concord will be the first of the few games that will come out with this party live service games, which is also on target with its servers. So we'll see what happens there. Now we go to PlayStationLifestyle.net, and they're saying that the PlayStation Pro is not coming anytime soon. Now, Tom Henderson on X did say, quote, it seems like everyone is hyped that PlayStation 5 Pro might be announced at CES. Personally, I'd be surprised if they were to announce the new console 9 to 10 months from release, if that's the time they are still going with. So I'm more inclined to believe a late quarter three announcement. So we shall see about that indeed. And as it comes closer, as in the announcement itself, we'll see what will be revealed, what will be coming in that PlayStation Pro. We'll see. Now, Baldur's Gate 3. Well, according to Eurogamer, they're going to be working with Microsoft to get rid of some annoying ban. So, on Reddit, the user Daddy Vegas did warn some other Baldur's Gate 3 users about getting some footage from the game, because some of those had some, let's say, some adult themes in it. So, because he took those images, which included some adult pictures, he was met with a ban. And that is what he was trying to warn his fellow Redditors about. So very FK on X to talk about this. Quote, we've seen the reports that some players got banned or otherwise faced issues on Xbox having uploaded screenshots, videos of their gameplay content. We're in discussion with Microsoft and we're looking into it. Annoying and uncool. I hope it's a part of the game. And speaking of which, according to DualShockers, if you want to pre-order the Pale Elf figure, Astarion, you can now do that. And I think some girls and maybe some guys will be into that pose that he's... But if you do want it, $316 at Maz Figure. It's at MazFigure.com. So you can go get it if you want to. Yeah, let's come down off of that. Yeah. I said that. And let's get into Dot Esports' little article, because they're saying that the new character, Magua, is getting some nerfs next week in Overwatch 2. And pretty big nerfs at that. Now, this is what Alec Dawson did say on X. Quote, targeting early next week for Mugwell changes. What to expect? Survivability nerfs, ammo nerf, and more. Changes may be harsher than what's necessary. Why harsher? We had some recent tech issues, a failed nerf hotfix before break. Want to be on the safe side of not strong. So, I'll be very, very curious. Now, as to see what happens after that nerf hits. But Portal 2. I got Baldur's Gate on the mind. Portal 2. Oh, stop it. Portal 2 will have a nice prequel mode with 40 new puzzles and fully voiced original characters with an 8-hour story. So this is going to be quite the series. Portal Revolution will be a prequel to Portal 2. And now they have this same science ruin with some greenery that's growing over concrete and some other thing. So it will have all the aesthetics to it, apparently. And the trailer is up on YouTube if you want to see it. And we go back to .esports.com because apparently Riot is hinting at a new character? A new champion, at least. But what could they be hinting at? Well, it's according to Bright Moon and Meddler's update on January the 5th. That's today. The next chapter could be in line with VGU after Skarner. It could be one of the stars of Arcane, of the Arcane series. So some of the champions that did make an appearance in the show are Ryze, Heimerdinger, Jace, Echo, Caitlyn, V, Jinx, Victor, and Warwick. So which one of those could it be? I was also very curious to hear that according to WCCFTech.com, Grand Theft Auto 6 will not be woke. Yes, I said it. Only because it has a female protagonist. Well, that's what they're saying. You see, Ned Luke did talk to IGN, and he voiced Michael in the Grand Theft Auto 5, and he said that the Rockstar Games franchise will not be woke because it does have a female protagonist. Because he was saying that Lucia did look very good in the reveal trailer, and it's not the first time that they had the series with a female protagonist. But we'll keep our eyes on it. Now, GamesRadar.com did say that Terra community did give its blessing for a delay. So, Redigit made a tweet, and they were just saying, just curious, which would you choose? Delay 1.4.5 to do better, rush 1.4.5 to make 1.4.6, or finish and make new game? After 26,000 votes, the final results were in, and over 67% said, delay 1.4.5 to do better. So this is after 12 years and numerous update pledges. The solo developer Redigit got his or her answer. So if you do play the game Terraria, what would you like to see in it? We will end today with Esports Insider, and they said that the premiere for Blast is expanding to 16 teams. And this will be for the 2024 season. Now, the teams that will be joining from the original 12 members will be Falcons, Gamer Legion, Team Spirit, and Virtus Pro. Now, if you remember back in December, Cloud9 got the Evil Geniuses spot, and the teams that are now there will be able to compete in the Blast Premiere. And they will have a prize pool increase to $190,000. In fact, Andrew Hasworth, the program director for Blast Premier, did talk about the expansion. Quote, we are excited to be expanding our pool and participating teams in Blast Premier Circuit with 4 new affiliate team member teams. Blast is always looking to innovate and enhance the Blast Premier product for fans across the Counter-Strike space, and the expansion will add 4 new hungry competitors, each with the chance to play on the biggest stages in esports in exciting locations across the world, as we try to reach across the world ourselves. We are Group Quest. Tomorrow, we are back. twitch.tv/dawnforge, 6 p.m. EST. We'll see how tired I am after being up since about 3 o'clock. Yeah, see how coherent I am. Hopefully I'll get a nap before then. Anyway, this has been a Dawn Forge production, 2024. All rights are reserved. We'll see you tomorrow for the weekly show, people. So until then, go play some games, people.